ABC Radio Australia.
Good disposable nap has become a thing of the past in Vanuatu and indeed around the rest of the Pacific. Millions of them are used every year across the region. It's estimated each one of them will take up to 500 years, would you believe, to break down, which clearly isn't good news for the environment. In Vanuatu, the government has plans to ban nappies, so work has begun to come up with a sustainable alternative, a washable, reusable nappy and a washing machine that can be used in villages that don't have electricity. And as Hilda Wayne reports, now there's hope that the project could be extended to other Pacific countries as well.
A baby might use as many as 2,500 nappies in just the first year of their life. In Vanuatu, it's estimated that equates to millions each and every year.
It doesn't take too much to add up when you've got 7,000 babies born every year in Vanuatu.
Belinda Roselli is a New Zealander who helped set up the NGO Mama's Life in Vanuatu that started its work on reusable sanitary pads for women, but has since expanded to look at the problem of nappies too.
It's estimated that Vanuatu would use approximately 7 million disposable diapers in a year, which sounds a lot, but, you know, with a newborn baby might need, you know, 12 to 15 nappies a day.
This means plastic single-use nappies are the single largest contributing item to waste in the capital, Port Vila. But not all end up in landfill. They're often found littered across beaches, in waterways and in vacant land blocks. And that means they become a health issue too, spreading E. coli and other bacteria that can cause diarrhea.
There is a real issue here with unsafe disposal of single-use disposable diapers.
Vanuatu's government knew it had to do something, and it announced in early 2019 that disposable nappies would be banned, although that's yet to take effect. But Belinda Roselli from Mama's Life says they've been working out how to make washable cloth nappies for when the ban does come in.
We have a solution. It's a local solution for the pending ban whenever it's going to be actually enacted. That's what we have done to support the government to say, well, look, we have got a local industry that can make a reusable product.
She says that apart from the health and environmental reasons, reusable nappies make sense because they're also cheaper in the long run.
Just purely from a financial point of view, it does work out a lot cheaper to use reusable, but it's to have that money at the start when the baby's born. Families that tested the product, 96% of them came back and said that they love using a reusable product. They love the fact that it was locally made. They would really like the price to, you know, they obviously got them for free because they were testing and obviously, you know, we needed to encourage people to use them. So that was the method that we used. But they did say that it would be great if there was a better prices on them.
So Mama's Life is looking to tackle those big upfront costs by donating a set of reusable nappies for newborns at the Port Vila Central Hospital.
There are around about 7,000 newborn babies born every year in Vanuatu. If every family had the option to be able to be gifted a pack from Mama's Life, then, you know, it starts that behaviour change for those families that hadn't considered using a reusable. If we're able to give them the product, give them the education around, you know, use and care, safe disposal of the feces, because that's really, really important, and then give them a voucher for a discount on the next size up for when the baby grows, you know, 6 months and older, then, you know, maybe that's a way of getting these social behaviours to change away from using single-use disposables.
And Belinda Roselli says it may not be so hard to change behaviours in some parts of the country where reusable nappies are still being used.
A lot of the remote and rural areas anyway are using some form of a reusable nappy now. Because, you know, some of them are in the situation where, you know, if the ships aren't coming in with supplies, then they can't have, you know, something that is just single use. So maybe the impact in some of those rural and remote areas is less.
But the issue in many of those remote locations is being able to wash the soiled nappies properly and not contaminate the environment. That can be very difficult with no electricity to washing machines, so washing is normally done by hand.
We try to make it easy as possible. Simple is what I'm trying to refer to, so that any island country outside of Vanuatu or inside Vanuatu within communities can just fill it, you know.
Steve Tarimayamai is an engineer with the NGO Engineers Without Borders and working on a prototype for a tumble drum that's a non-electric washing machine. He's hoping to have their prototype ready this month, but has already been working with local communities to trial it.
They did trial it in the communities. They love washing with the machine. They say it's very easy, you know, since you're just washing your nappies and you have this inset, so you don't need to wash the whole component or the whole product. And it's very easy to use and it's very reliable since you're using only that's a much amount of water and not using too much.
And a key part of their approach is to ensure that the tumble drum is able to be fixed even in remote locations.
If this machine runs down or breaks down in a point of time, then whoever that is responsible or whoever that machine belongs to can just actually get some parts from a hardware around town instead of trying to figure out how to fix it and stuff. So we can just source any repairs or anything from any local hardware and we can fix this machine back up running.
They'll have the local community test the design before they hope to be able to scale it up and share it widely. It's a concept that might be adapted in other parts of the Pacific, but engineer Steve Tarimayamai says it's important that the alternatives suit each different context.
It could be different for another Pacific Island country, for instance, PNG, Solomon Islands. For this product specifically, our initial design was using a plastic drum, and that was a challenge when we started building it. So my point is, you never get the real feel of it or the real situation until you actually start building it and you can see the real challenge appearing.